Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
San Francisco is missing out on millions of dollars each year as police have been cutting back on traffic enforcement in recent years. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. But why, Phil? Why are they cutting back?
Well, I'll tell you this. We are losing out on money, but it's also a real question of safety on the streets. And why are they cutting back? It's for a number of reasons. One is shorter staffing. We don't have the cops that we had before in San Francisco. We used to have about 77 cops out there doing traffic stops. Now we have 46. But that's just part of the answer. The other problem is that they're just not handing out tickets anymore, as nearly at the rate that they used to. In 2014, San Francisco handed out 150,000 tickets. In 2019, it dropped to 50,000, and last year it was down to 5,000. That's a 93% drop. Part of it is policing, and part of it is politics, because pulling people over for traffic violations is being deemed too risky. Too risky for the cops, too risky for the people getting pulled over. There's also questions about who's getting pulled over. Is it racially balanced, or is it targeting more black and brown communities? You put that together, and basically what you have is a lot of places, and not just San Francisco, hitting the brakes on traffic citations.
Bill, I'm wondering if they're making it up with parking enforcement, because they seem to be back and forth.
Well, you can never, ever. That's one of the things. If you're ever, one of the old jokes in San Francisco was, you know, might not find a cop, but if you stay over a parking meter for 5 seconds, you're going to find a parking control officer there. Yes, they are handing out a lot of tickets. But, you know, one of the ironies here is that, like I said, it's not just San Francisco. It's across the country. People feel that they can get away with it, and they're starting to do more and more erratic driving. We see it across the Bay Area. People speeding. They turn, like, you know, sections of the freeways, like 580 and 4 out in Antioch. And you think they're NASCAR tracks with the way people are zooming around on them. And sometimes it looks like two or three cars are racing each other through the traffic. But, you know, it's across the board. And also, the irony here is this big reduction in traffic tickets began right when San Francisco started its Vision Zero program to eliminate traffic fatalities in San Francisco, which it hasn't accomplished. They haven't gone down. They've stayed just about the same. So what's the answer? The answer is probably more cops, more enforcement. And by the way, you might be able to get more cops if you collected that $10 million in tickets that you're letting go by.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.